The time is 10 o'clock.
Default Radio.
Pre-recorded.
In front of a live Lucky.
No live Luckies anymore. That's right. But I am in your studio, which is awesome.
Yeah, there's like way too many fans in here.
Oh, yeah. You can hear the fans, huh?
All right, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, but I am in your studio, which we actually fulfilled a promise for once. That's something we haven't done on Default.
Yeah, you're right. We've got drum sets, we've got guitars, we've got amps. It's like a Default band and shit.
Yeah.
That picked out that nicely. No, but I've been recording bands lately the past few days, and looks like I'm making money off it now, too, so.
Yep.
Yeah, same studio for fucking Default, I guess, so why not?
Yep. That's amazing. I really didn't think you were going to pull through with a studio.
We were going to have a band tonight to play for Default.
We're going to have a band, huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you suck at the drums, by the way.
Well, thank you. Drink Coca-Cola.
I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself.
No, I can hear myself, but it's like doesn't sound right. All right, there we go. That's a lot better. It's my fault. All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I was messing with this knob. I don't know what it does.
Whoa! It's for these sound effects right here.
You know, there's some. We do have some news to discuss tonight, Doug. Our friend Emmanuel Goldstein.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that that story.
Yeah, he went to jail apparently, or so I heard.
Don't bang the microphone.
Sorry. I'm not used to these things, man. You know.
Did you want off the hook? We were in the studio, weren't you?
Yeah, but it was a real studio.
Okay.
See, that's
I don't have the big bucks like Emmanuel, sorry.
Yeah, that's the difference there. But speaking of him, he got arrested, and he was let go on Thursday, I believe.
Cold.
But yeah, I guess he got out. He has to go see a judge or something. I don't know. Go to 2600.com.
Yeah, the news is on there, but he's loose.
He's free.
He's free now, though,
he's
right?
Free.
Okay.
However, there are some people who aren't free. Sorry.
Hey, hand me the drumsticks. All right, thank you.
Sorry.
All right, anyways.
Our friend Hairball is in prison right now, I believe. State police raided his house. I think he has like over 200 felony counts.
Yep.
Being pushed against him right now. I think if you go to helpmike.org, I believe that's the website. I'm not really sure.
I think it is Help Mike.
you don't have internet currently.
Not in the studio yet. So, that's coming soon.
But I believe it's helpmike.org, and apparently they're charging him with... they said he could be going to jail for 1,942 years. Damn, he's going to be an old man by the time he gets out.
Wait. Is that how many years for real?
That's what it said on the website on helpmike.org. 1,940-something years or something like that.
Well, that's news to me. I didn't think it'd be that long. I knew it was going to be for a long time, but...
Yeah,
credit card fraud, even if he did it or not, no one knows the full story. You know, I really don't care, but... If you did...
Yeah, even if he did do it, I don't think...
It's not worth it.
Financial damage should not get you in prison for 2,000 years. I don't know the full story. I don't know if he's innocent or not, but even if he was guilty of such crimes, I don't think... I think that's overkill.
Yeah, it... Ow.
Ow.
That's gonna get it out. But yeah, I don't...
Go, come on, the show's rolling.
Anyways, yeah, credit card fraud, I've heard people that do that shit, and I'm just like, you're a moron, because, you know, I'm not saying Hairball did it or not, you know, maybe he didn't, fucking, I don't know, it's not, you know, we're not people's court on the show, but, like, it's just like, for people that do actually do that, I mean, you're retarded if you do, it's one of those things that you seriously get owned up the ass if you do credit card fraudery.
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean... Some guy could, like, rape a chick and beat her and all this other crap, and,
yeah.
He's going to get maybe 10 years in prison, and that's it. And here you are doing credit card fraud. I mean, I don't know. I don't think you should get life in prison just for credit card fraud. That's a little overkill to me, but
yeah, well, you're right. You're right, though. It's bullshit.
Yep.
So is the show and these fans.
Hey, don't talk about our fans like that.
No, the fans, not no, I mean the fans in the actual room, how they're like blowing everywhere.
Our listeners supposed to know that, Doug? I didn't even know that. You offended me as a fan.
Speaking of fans, have Havoc sent any news articles?
I'm not sure. I haven't checked my email. And since we don't have internet, I really can't check it to see if there's any news for the show.
Yeah, we don't know if there's any news going on, just what we found out like a week ago.
Yeah, the only news we have to talk about... I guess, besides Hairball getting busted, which I think is pretty sad, and Emmanuel Goldstein getting arrested.
Getting owned.
The only other news is the Star 38 company.
We talked about this last week a little bit.
We talked about it a little bit, but I really wanted to bring it up again this week because this Jason Jepson, CEO.
So tonight is Default 38.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's episode 38, and we're talking about Star 38. But, yeah, this Jason Jepson, CEO of Star 38, the guy's a moron. I mean, we talked about how in the article on Security Focus, he claims he's not using VoIP or PRI lines, which I can only conclude from that maybe he's using some VXML script or something and having his web-based interface use some modem to call up the VXML script. Natus had made a comment on that securityfocus.com article in the comments section underneath the article, and he said, I bet anything this guy's lying. He's got to be using VoIP. I'll put money on it. Well, Jason Jepson replied to that comment and said, I'm calling you out, Natus.
God.
And he said he could prove that he's not using VoIP. And this is how he says he's going to prove it. He says, all I need from you, Natus, is your home phone, which is not a VoIP number, and your cell phone, which is not a VoIP number, and I can spoof your cell phone to your home phone, or vice versa, or have a local Pizza Hut show up on your home phone's caller ID. Now, he still hasn't said how that proves he's not using VoIP. Apparently, this guy thinks that because you're calling a number that's not a VoIP line, that you're not using VoIP, but that doesn't make any sense to me. Kevin Polson replied saying, you know what, I'll hold the money. You can trust me on that one, but you're going to have to come up with a better test because the spoofer can be using VoIP. It doesn't matter what the recipient's using.
Yep.
Yeah, and so, you know.
Unless this guy is, like, some really not using VoIP. he's using something else, but he has no idea about VoIP in the first place, so that's why he's not, you know?
Yeah, this guy really seems to be a noob when it comes to VoIP. There's also another article. I don't have it in front of me. You can go to news.google.com and type in star, like the word star, 38 as one word, and look for this article. But I think the title of the article is Questions About Star 38 Answered or something like that.
Yeah.
And one of the questions was, depending on which circles you run in, there are ways of spoofing caller ID with voice over IP. Is this how your company is doing it? And Jason Jepson replies, no, we are not using VoIP to spoof caller ID. The current ways of using VoIP to spoof caller ID are illegal. He straight up says that using VoIP to spoof your caller ID is illegal. And does not back it up. He says, prank or no prank, it's illegal, kids.
Illegal. Did he actually say kids?
No, he didn't say that, but he did say prank or no prank. It's ridiculous. So this guy seems to be a noob when it comes to VoIP. I mean, maybe he's got an SS7 connection, or he's using VXML. That's the only two alternatives I can think of. But yeah, the guy's a moron. Another thing about Star 38 that I've been seeing, even in some news articles, people are fearing that, like, oh my god, what happens when telemarketers get a hold of this technology? You know what? Telemarketers already had a hold of this technology way before this guy started offering this service. They all used PRI lines. And because they were using PRI lines to spoof to get around anonymous call rejection and things of that nature, they amended the Telecommunications Protection Act or some crap like that. And telephone solicitors are not allowed to send anything except for a phone number associated with them and the name of their company. They can't send a private, they can't send an out of area, they can only send a phone number that is associated with their company. That means no spoofing unless they're going to spoof a number that's associated with them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know why they think that that telemarketers are going to have a field day with this service, especially when Jason Jepson, even though he's a moron, he's not offering it to telemarketers. He's only offering it to debt collectors, private investigators, and law enforcement. And also, anyone who signs up for a service, he's going to freely give any of those records to law enforcement whenever they request them, without a subpoena. So, this guy's a moron. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, it's enough about Star 38.
Yeah, that's enough about Star 38.
Default Radio 38, Star 38.
Okay, yeah. I think they get the picture on that one.
Well, we have here, Lucky continues to run from here in Guasti.
That's right. I actually went to the Guasti City Hall earlier this week. Turns out Guasti, California is a company. It's called Guasti, California, LLC. limited liability company established
copyright
1900 apparently, and they lease out that property out there and everything. And I was asking the lady, I'm like, so is this a Guasti City Hall? And she's all, yeah, I guess you could say that. Okay. So I was like, so what do I got to do to run for mayor around here? She told me I have to unseat the current mayor. Apparently there's already a mayor of Guasti.
Now would that be the mayor of Ontario?
No, this is actually some guy that owns the property and everything, and I guess they consider him the mayor, per se.
By the way, just in case, since this is audio, he actually put the quotes when he said mayor, the fingers, okay? Mayor.
Yeah, I guess he's the mayor, and I'm going to run for mayor. I'm going to debate this guy. Mayor of Guasti, vote for Lucky, 2004.
The last time you said this was what, episode 15?
I don't know.
14? One of those early ones.
I'll let everyone know when the debate is. They can come and watch it. It's going to be awesome.
We'll be filming it.
Yeah, Doug TV is going to have coverage.
Doug TV media coverage.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Speaking of Doug TV.
What about Doug TV? Speaking of Doug TV, what?
Well, I released episode 2, and I wanted to get people's opinions, and apparently people just don't really dig the whole bullshit. And I don't really, I honestly don't blame them. People want content. People want actual topics.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Huh?
Shut up. I have to agree. Yeah, I guess I understand why it sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, people were telling me the intro and the outro that we did was hilarious. You remember?
Yeah.
With that whole shit. And people liked that. But then when they got into their show, it was kind of like, wow, I can't wait to see how this ends up. And holy shit, what a waste of 30 minutes I just spent, you know? But people were telling me the production was good, the whole editing was good and everything, but it's the actual content. So instead of, you know, promising to show it every so often, you know, we'll put a good show together with, you know, art or whatever the fuck you want to call it and have actual topics. We have something planned about hacker magazines, I'll mention. I'm waiting for my copies of BinRev. I ordered all three BinRevs, and they'll either be here, well, it's too late now, but they'll be here tomorrow or, you know, it's next week, hopefully. And then, you know, we'll go down to Borders and do that thing that we're going to do. And
yeah, definitely, man.
We'll have some actual we'll have some actual topics to talk about.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
And I want to do interviews with certain people. Yeah, I mean, we live right by L.A. I mean, you know,
there's some
interesting people out there somewhere.
I hear you, man.
So we'll have actual interesting topics. I'm not going to let that DEF CON footage all go to waste, though, of course.
You've got to release that DEF CON footage.
And Slipmode's going to send me from in, and now he's going to send me the footage because he videotaped your whole speech.
Yep.
And we'll do a thing. We'll meet up with Strom Carlson. We'll film the things you didn't get to demonstrate because, you know, you guys started late at DEF CON, and we'll demonstrate the things, you know, that you didn't get to. And we'll just put all that together, and we'll have good episodes and shows. So, yeah.
All right, man. Sounds pretty awesome.
So enough about that crappy show. What the hell is on here? IAM21.txt.
Yeah, IAM21.txt. This is a little text file that I wrote up, basically because I'm tired of bouncers being bitches.
What the fuck does that mean?
What do you mean, what the fuck does that mean?
What does that mean? You fear I put this drum set, like, right.
All right. Okay, that's getting edited out of the show.
Yeah, sure it is. Anyways, I am 21.txt. You're tired of bouncers being the bouncies or something.
Well, I'm just tired of every time I try and go to a club and I show them my ID and they just look at me like, this is obviously fake because you don't look 21. It's like, the whole reason the ID is there is because I don't look 21. That's why I'm presenting this ID to you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't look 21. That doesn't mean I'm not.
You know, that kind of sucks, though, actually, because it's not right. I mean, you're 21. We all know that you're 21. You're 21 or over, whatever. And I can understand that does suck, because if I was 21 and I looked young or whatever, or short or whatever the fuck the problem is, the reason why you don't look 21.
Which I don't understand how you're supposed to look like a number.
Well, I mean, I can understand how people, you know, oh, that guy looks like he's 5, you know. I can understand why people might confuse you as, you know, 19 to 20 instead of 21 or whatever, you know. But I got that problem at Vegas. When I went to that one at the Key Largo, they had this place where you can only buy, you had to be 21 or enter because they sell alcohol, even though I just wanted to get in for a fucking bottle of water. And she was like, are you 21 or are you 19? And I was like, what? And she was like, you're only 18. You have to be 21 to be in here. And I'm like, well, shows what you know. I'm only fucking 16. But I mean, they should just ask for ID, no matter what you look like. Unless you look over, because what is it? And you have to check for ID unless they look over 30 or some shit like that.
Well, technically, you have to check for ID every single time if you want to be politically correct. I mean, just because some guy looks like he's 40 years old, I mean, he could be 18.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and the thing is, as long as evidence of your age, at least in California, as long as evidence of your age is shown, and even if it's fake, they're not going to lose their license because evidence of the age was shown, and they can use that as a defense in any court hearing. All they have to say is, "Look, this guy showed me ID. It said he was over 21, so I sold him the beer. I relied on that identification."
Yeah.
And so it gets real annoying when I'm showing my real ID, and this is my California ID, mind you.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are just giving me shit about it. Yeah. And the reason this pissed me off the most is actually because I showed my ID, and they let me in. This was just the Dade and Buster's, man. It's not, you know, this was at Dade and Buster's at Ontario Mills.
You know, I didn't even know you had to be 21 or over to get in there. I thought it was like a family restaurant. I didn't even know it was...
Yeah, and the bouncers there are bitchy about ID, too. Well, I showed them my ID, and they let me in. But then my friend, they wouldn't let him in because the back of his ID, the mag stripe, is all scratched up. But it still reads because he gets carded all the time, too. And so he's like, well, just run it through the mag stripe reader. He's all, I can't. It's all scratched up. I can't accept you. You can't come in.
Let your computer be the judge of that if it's scratched up. It doesn't matter if it's scratched up. You put it through to test it to make sure.
Well, people can encode mag stripes either way, but, I mean, it's a valid ID. You could have put it under a UV light and saw the California flags or whatever come up.
Did he have any kind of other...
No, he didn't. The only thing he did was he just looked at the ID and he said, the back of this is messed up. I can't let you in.
What a dick.
Yeah, exactly. He's not going to lose his license if you let him in because ID, again, ID was shown. It showed that he was overage. That's all they had to rely on. They don't have to rely on any other bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, and... Anyway, so it just pissed me off, so I looked up the laws about it, and if you go over to www.verizonfears.com, www.verizonfears.com/iam21.text, all one word, all lowercase too. It's basically a little document that I wrote up, basically so that when bouncers are being dicks to me, I can be dicks right back to them, you know? And I just whip out this document, and it cites the law, and it cites, you know, I'm presenting you a document that shows evidence of my identity and evidence of my age, you know, so just fucking let me in already. Stop being a dick. And there's also IAM18.txt for any of you kids that want to go out there and buy cigarettes.
Kids?
Well, you know, when you're 18, you're only a kid.
All right. Anyways,
which, by the way, the law on purchasing tobacco is actually a little more lenient. You don't even have to show evidence of your identity, just of your age.
Yep.
You can bring in like a photocopy of your birth certificate or a photocopy of your selective service registration card. It doesn't even need to be the original thing. Which is pretty funny. But of course, you know, if you go into a 7-Eleven, they're going to bitch at you for photo ID, even though the law says that they don't even need to see that. And what do these people care? I mean, they're not babysitters. They're in the business of making money. You're purchasing product from them. They should be happy that you're trying to purchase something from them. I don't know. That's my little rant on fucking bouncers and purchasing alcohol and tobacco and just everything else.
You know, I might have to keep, like, this drum here, actually.
Why?
I don't know.
What the hell are you doing, Doug?
All right. So, yeah, Lucky's 21. Get used to it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I mean, what time is it? We got 10 minutes till it's 7. I'll be sure that Smokehouse gets his email. Oh, Lucky, you're VoIP free now?
Yeah, I'm going to become VoIP free. I'm canceling Vonage and Voice Pulse. I'm unemployed, man. I don't have the money for it, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be cell phone only, which is going to suck even worse. But I just don't got the money for this.
Gotta get a job. Get that position as mayor of Gloucester. That'll get you money.
It's possible. Very possible.
In other news,
yes.
This is the final live, well, this isn't live, but...
Streaming.
The final streamed episode of Default Radio. We will no longer be on a weekly basis. Shut the fuck up with the drumming shit, will you? Lucky!
That's you!
Alright, so anyways, this is the final episode of Default Radio to be on a weekly basis. We're only going to do the show... when we want to, when we feel like it, when we have content, and when we want to, you know?
Yeah, we're not pulling out of the scene. I know there's a lot of people that are going unplugged right now. We're not trying to pull out of the scene.
We're not pulling out of the scene, and people have said this before, you know, oh, old school freak's gone, you know, Bland's gone, everyone seems to be dropping, Default's having problems, the world is ending, oh no. Well, you know what? Look, there's a lot of new shit that's going on out there, and it's not like Stank Dog's gone. He's still doing Binary Revolution, the magazine, yep. The radio show, Hack TV, the forums, that all of that is still around. Default Radio is not ending either. Default Radio is just getting tired. Yeah,
we're going unplugged for a little bit until we...
we're doing a lot of shit. Lucky's been busy. I haven't talked to Lucky all week long.
Yep.
I've been busy. Everyone has been busy.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm seriously out there trying to find a job, you know? I got life and other things to deal with. I mean, I know I sound like freaking a dual parallel or... Bland right now or something, but we're not trying to pull out of the scene. We still want to stay involved in the community and everything like that. But
we're Lucky's still going to be on AIM.
Yeah, we're
harass his ass. Yeah. He still has Lucky 2-5 2600. He's still going to be riding for 2600.
But
like I said, I still am going to do DuckTV. It's going to be a while for the next episode release, just because I want to have a good episode out there. I'm going to start doing DuckTV in a much better way. You know, I found out that people, you know, again, they don't like the bullshit. They just want a real good show, and that's what I'm going to do. And Default Radio is the same way. We can't come on here every week talking about telecom and default material live when we don't really feel like doing it. None of us are ever prepared on the show. And it's worked quite a few times, yes, but we're getting tired of coming up here on Friday night when people are fucking at their 2600 meetings or DC213 or, you know, girlfriend wants to go out to the movies. Oh, I can't. I got to do this fucking show, you know.
Well, that's your problem for having a girlfriend. You just got to get the girls, fuck them, and leave them. I mean, that's how it works, man.
Right. I'll be taking advice from you. That's right. Anyway. But no, the point is that we're still going to do it.
The only thing that I don't love about it is we don't have any fucking content.
Yeah.
Havoc's pissed off at us. He's not sending me any more emails anymore.
Anyways, the point is that we're not going to be on a weekly basis. We're not going to be live, and we're not going to be streamed on Rant Radio. We might be streamed on DDP Hack Radio, though, because they do have that where eventually you're going to be able to just submit an MP3 and it'll play at the right spot. But the only problem is we're not going to be on a weekly basis anymore. We want to put out a show when we actually have content and we feel like doing it at the time, and we're in a default mood or whatever you want to call it, you know?
Yeah.
And have guests and such. So, you know, it might be once a month. It might be once every 5 years. You know, it doesn't matter. Just we're going to do it, and we'll let you know. How do you know? Well, check the website once a month. Go on the forums. You know, we'll make a mention about it. You know, your friends will tell you, oh, look, another episode of Default's coming, you know? But, yes, this is the last episode that you will hear for a while until more shit's going on in the telecom world, and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, like when the Secret Service comes and busts Doug. That's definitely going to...
Or Lucky.
We don't want to. Default for us was never a job. It was something, you know, that we liked. We liked coming on the air and fucking and giving people information and good information, you know, and stuff about the telecom industry and stuff that people were interested in. But we just don't feel that people are interested in listening to us bitch about how much our show sucks.
Yeah,
because we don't have any content.
It gets old. It just gets old. So. No more streaming the show on Rant Radio. New shows will be released when we feel like it and have full content, but not once a week anymore. That's what I have here on the show notes. You can always catch Lucky on AIM. In the emails, Lucky225 at Default Radio, Doug at Default Radio.
Yeah.
Not Theory at Default Radio, Stangdog at Default Radio. We're still going to be around.
We're still going to be around. And
like I said, I'm focusing more on video, too, with Doug TV and other video things. You're still going to be around.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things that are happening. I think people should stay involved, check the forums, you know, the BinRef forums and everything. A lot of stuff is coming up in the next coming week. You know, we're real busy with other things, other media. You know, and we just gotta pull out a default for a while.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll come around when some hot shit's going on with telecom. We'll have a whole fucking list of shit that we'll talk about, an hour and a half show, whatever, you know, depending if it goes on all night. But yes, this is the last, last week was the last live episode, but this is the last streamed on a regular basis episode. That's pretty much the easiest way to put it.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't even think we're gonna go for an hour. This is probably the end of our show right here. We're just letting everyone know what's going on. I hope you guys enjoyed this show. I know it kind of sucked, especially with all the drumming. Sorry about that. That's about it. We're out.
Whatever. I do what I want. And remember.
And remember, kids, everything is always on default. We're out.
Later.